Coco's first time with FaceTime. Hi, it's me, Annie. Coco Coatpin might be smart, but she's not very computer savvy. She doesn't have the patience for new technology, but now she has a smartphone. Finally. Her other phone was so old, Jake called it a dinosaur. Coco and Heather have just finished setting up the new phone. Coco knows her password. She can send text messages, check her emails, and use the internet. By the way, Heather, you do know that you can also call people with a phone, right? It might be old school, but don't people use the phone to call anymore? Oh, Coco, that is so dinosaur age. If I ever need to contact you, sending a text is much faster and easier. Phone calls take too long. But, Coco, if you really want to call, I could show you how to use FaceTime. What's that? Do I really need it? Well, you don't really need it, but it's nice to have, especially when you want to see the person you're talking to. Okay, go ahead. Show me. It's very easy. Start by opening the FaceTime app here. If the person's phone number is saved in your list of contacts, just tap on the video icon. Here's my number. Go ahead. Try it, Coco.
Go ahead. Try it, Coco. Go ahead. Try it, Coco. Go ahead.
Ah! Who is that? Who's using my phone? Coco, that's you. Oh my. Is that what I really look like? No. There's no way I'm going to use FaceTime. Absolutely not. I'm only using the phone to call people. Or maybe text them. Okay, Coco. I guess now is not the right time. But can we text Jipa to remind him to go grocery shopping? Ah, yes, that reminds me. There's one more thing you need to know about Coco. She doesn't have the patience to go grocery shopping either. It makes her nervous, so she sends Jipa to the supermarket. He's not much better, though, so Coco always gives him a very short shopping list, and with good reason. But that's another story for another time. You can listen to more podcasts at auntannie.ch/podcasts. By the way, Annie can visit you in your classroom. For more information, contact her at info@auntannie.ch.